Schaefer will not be here. That's 1 week.
Safe, effective.
We have to go back.
Hey, it's your returning pal, Ben, and this is 70mm Rejected Finale Edition, a podcast for 70mm television fans just like you. With me today, but not always, is some guy, gal, non-binary pal I know from the internet, and a new voice this season, Robert.
Hello.
And a voice you know and love. And though some of his other pod mates are out exploring elsewhere, we are lucky to have found him walking along the beach. A Cinenaut, artist, Canadian, and friend, Catcher.
I'm just here to find out like how to uncork this crazy mystery. Honestly, that's what I'm really here to do. This is a long time coming. I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having me, guys. I'm so excited.
And we're going to help you do that. In this rejected special episode, we're breaking free from our film watching, pull a Harry Burns, and go right to the last page of the television story as we discuss the final episode of Lost.
So choice is yours to continue on, but beware. Major spoilers are ahead. And if you needed to know, the original finale aired on May 23rd, 2010, which is 14 years ago now, which is sickening. we feel like y'all should have had enough time by now. So let's get it on.
Okay, so spoiler alert, check. Introductions, check. Let's get into Damon Lindelof's massive network hit, Lost.
All right, so my first question to both of you would be, did you watch this, any portion of the series live? Did you watch it on DVD afterwards? Did you watch it in college? What was your consumption of it for the first time? Robert?
Sure. So I did watch the whole thing as it was happening.
Oh, so
it was
cool.
It was like the first show that my mom, dad, and my brother and me all were into and like watching at the same time, because it came out, I think I was, well, I don't know, 14-15 around there when it started. And then the ending happened sophomore year of college, I think. So it really followed perfectly. It started at the right time. It was a little scary for me in the beginning, that pilot episode, but the boys talked about that already. But we watched it all together. We were way into it. My brother particularly was following every single, like all the video games that happened between seasons, all of the books. We read everything, watched as much as we could. We were addicted to it.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. It's incredible. A wild thing to have followed the whole way, because it definitely takes some turns.
Catcher, how about you?
Okay, so this is like... Okay, this is the whole reason I like even suggested we do this show, because this whole thing was a crazy journey for me. When it came out, I was sort of like, I don't care about it that much. I will wait till it's all done. Once it's done, I'll just watch it. And then the finale was sort of like coming, you know, and it was like a fever pitch culturally. Like everyone was talking about Lost. You couldn't escape it. And I was like, well, I don't want to miss this event. So 2 weeks prior to the the finale, I just started cramming Lost like a fiend. Season one, season two, I went to a video store and rented like the first three or four discs of season three and watched those, and then crammed everything else after that was like YouTube, like recaps and Wikipedia articles, like and by the end it was just like episode breakdowns on Wikipedia, like just trying to squeeze the last bit of like knowledge out of it. and to go into the live episode, like finale live. I won't say that I did it justice in terms of how much I watch, but I felt like I got enough to feel depressed by the finale in a way that it just has hurt me for so many years, and I'm so glad that now I have the opportunity to sort of like let this go.
I love it. I love that we can do a little grief counseling.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. You guys are going to be on a ride with me, and I apologize for that, but I appreciate it. What about you, Ben? What's your story?
Yeah, so I don't think I watched it live. I just texted my mom, actually, so she could confirm. I think it was just kind of, you know, it would have started my senior year of high school, and then it would have ran through all of undergrad, so I wasn't watching a whole lot of TV then. The only TV show I remember watching was 24 in college. One and season two of 24. Ooh, baby. And then I think it was just like recession after that and just like scraping by. I just didn't like think about it.
Yeah.
So my first time watching it, so I had moved to Tucson, Arizona. I was in grad school. I was getting my master's in education, and I found In-N-Out Burger, which was like a new thing in my life. And I put on like 50 pounds in those like 12 months of like school and just like franticness of running, you know, just trying to do it all and just like eating so poorly. So then my get back into shape was I would take my iPad, I would go to the gym, I'd put the iPad on the elliptical, and I would elliptical for two straight episodes of Lost.
Wow.
And that
nice.
And the only time I could watch Lost was when I was on the elliptical. And so I just went, and it took like, you know, 6-7 months to get through the entire series and to affect and lose 50 pounds.
So kind of like Pavlovian response do you have either to like ellipticaling or the sound of Lost's intro? Yeah. Like what's the,
the thing, like it pops on. And if I'm like, I was watching it at home last night to watch the finale, and I was like, do I need to go to the gym?
Yeah,
like, that's what it feels like.
Starts
just
racing.
Like, I think we're supposed to go to the gym. Like that's what you're supposed to do. So, and then
your feet just start pedaling on your
exactly,
couch.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but yeah, it was the show that got me, back, you know, back to my like normal size, I would say.
Cool.
And then I have since rewatched it, I think twice since then. So
amazing. Okay.
Yeah. 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 So that's me.
Yeah, this was my first time watching the finale in, I don't know, it's been a long time. So it was really cool to rewatch it, even though I remembered it sticks with you, in my opinion, at least. So
Robert, how many times have you rewatched the series, do you think?
I've only made it through the full thing a second time after the first live watch. I've tried a few times. My former girlfriend, now wife, I tried to make her watch it, and she was not too into it after even just a few episodes. I'm like, well, if you don't like this, then it's no use even trying for explaining to you what the hatch is. Just gave up on that.
Yeah, that's fair. And I think what's interesting, too, is like thinking back, it was a totally different time for TV when it's like, it's 24 hours, 24 episodes of television.
Yeah.
Like it's actually crazy. Which I think honestly, the show could have just benefited from not being 24 episodes a season, but like something like 12 probably would have done them a lot better in terms of like feeling the stress.
The weight though, like that changed everything for that show. I think binging it doesn't do it justice because it gave you so much time to really like ruminate on all of the different things that were going on and actually made you really commit to it. And so I totally understand, you know, people who binge it now. I actually don't know. I haven't talked to many people who, binged it and then how they feel about the finale, but the investment that you put into it, I feel like for me it made it better, but for other people I know, they were like, it all led to this and they were pissed about it. Like it went both ways, but it's such an investment. And now like you watch it and then it's over in like a weekend, you know, like these shows,
weekends.
It's crazy.
Because the only like huge show I would say I watched in real time, but I didn't start it in the first season, was Game of Thrones. That was like it for me, right? Mm-hmm. It was like, I came in on maybe like the third or fourth season when everybody was like, oh my God, this show. And then I just kind of, but it was like every week I'm listening to like 17 podcast recaps about it. And there's a great recap podcast for Lost called The Hatch. That was excellent, and that's what got me to rewatch it the third time. Was like, nice. They did that during, like, they started that like 6 years ago, and I was like, oh yeah, I'll listen awesome. To these two people like do a. They did a full recap of the entire like series. Nice. It was great.
Yeah.
I wish that it existed when I was prepping for that initial live watch. It would have saved me probably a whole bunch of time.
Each episode is like an hour, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. It's pretty much the same. Yeah, true.
You just don't have to look at it, I guess.
Right.
Yeah, that's nice, helpful. Yeah.
So this was like the first time I'd watched the finale since watching it live. Okay. And basically the first time I'd watched Lost since then. I think I probably tried to do a rewatch and got through the first episode maybe once since then. But that was probably like 4 or 5 years ago. And I got to tell you, as angry as I was, like, getting, like, watching this episode, I felt all kinds of, like, just joyous vibes watching
it. Yes! We got him!
The music is so iconic in this show. And just hearing it is just, it just gets you... just got to me, like in my heart, like in a way that I was really shook by, because I was like, I have such a negative, such like a sort of like negative thing in my mind about this show, but watching it, I was like, no, this show, the music, one, and two, was like, this was a show that could like literally do anything it wanted. And I think that was like the thing that let me down so much in the end, was like, you had a show that could be anything. I'd never seen it. I don't think there's been a show since Lost that could be as flexible as Lost could be, which is like an achievement into itself. Like,
yeah. And it's just cool that they were willing to kind of change things as they were going. They had, you know, like the kind of skeletons of where they wanted it to go in the end, but there were different things. Even the smoke monster becoming a person and all that was kind of done on the fly, because it was supposed to just be a security type thing. And then they just are like, well, I guess we're going to go into all this Jacob and the man in black stuff. It really is amazing. And not only from their creativity side, but the amount of money that they were given, I feel like is never going to happen in this way again, you know, for the being able to be in Hawaii on such a beautiful location.
Right.
That helps it hold up for me. It held up so much because it's not like sets, you know, or anything cheap. It's they're in the jungle, and they're actually in the jungle, you know? It just looks so good.
Yeah. That's the thing about the show. It's like, it does look so expensive.
Yeah.
Maybe now is like the only time we might be able to, like, I've been praying since the finale to get a reboot of this show where they remake this.
Really?
Because again, because it's like had so much potential and possibility that it's like, you could do this again in like 10 or 15 years and with a new cast and just like sort of touch on some similar things. And just, it's a playground to do whatever you want. It's like Star Trek in that way.
I think
you could just have an episode be about, you know, whatever you want. I can't even think of an idea right now, but yeah,
they could flash sideways again and be in a whole different universe.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. Speaking of flash sideways, like, what was your, like, you watched it live. Like, what was the vibe of the flash sideways, like leading into that last episode? And then sort of the reveal of what it was, actually.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the funny thing, is when people do criticize it for me, I often wonder, like, you didn't like the past multiple seasons then, if you didn't like the finale for me. That's because it was all leading. Like, I feel like it was never going to go in a very satisfying way in that sense, where they were just going to wrap everything up. Damon, do you guys know Damon Lindelof's, what he said the finale was gonna be if they were canceled prematurely?
No,
what was it?
So he was gonna have them have the camera on a chair, like an office chair, and it would swivel around, and it would be a gorilla or a monkey in a smoker's jacket, and he would say, well, I guess you guys probably have some questions, and then just explain everything else that they had in mind. Thankfully, we didn't get that ending, but that was what he said that they were planning on if they ever got canceled.
That's funny.
That's crazy. That's actually, yeah. That's a crazy thing. Like,
isn't that insane?
Yeah, I was watching this, like, there's this YouTube guy that I found last night who's, like, sole, like, personal mission is to explain Loss to people and, like, get people to sort of, like, understand what it was. And so I was watching one of his episodes talking about, like, how it was made and trying to debunk the, like, we didn't have a plan, they're just trying to screw us the whole time. Sort of mythology around the show. And I gotta tell you, man, it didn't do a good job in defending that idea. Like, obviously they had some sort of like rough general ideas, but I think like by the end, to me, it just felt like they were trying to avoid like giving the audience what they thought the audience wanted and kept trying to do everything in their power to sort of like circumvent their assumptions at every turn.
Do you have a good example of that?
No, I don't. It's just the feeling I got, like is rude, which is kind of why I wanted to like rewatch it, because I'm like, I'm basing this solely on how my heart tells me, and that's
important. Like that's you know how
but it's also kind of not fair given how literally how much comes before the finale of this show.
Well, I was chatting with my wife, and she kind of had a similar like feeling to you, Catcher, where I was letting her know that I was doing this about the finale, and I noticed like on Hulu that someone had watched up till like the middle of season two, and I was like, "Oh, like were you doing a Lost rewatch? Because like I would have watched it." She's like, "Yeah, but you know," she's like, "I got halfway through season two," and I was like, "Well, actually, I think you got towards the end of season one." She's like, "Oh, maybe I only got to the end of season one." She's like, "I don't know, like." Once you know the mystery, I'm not really sure there's much of a show there.
Right.
And I'm just like, no, the mystery just like, in my mind, how I always, like, the mystery just happens to be happening to this, like, set of people. And if you're interested in the set of people, then it's a very good show. But if you're kind of like, I could take or leave, like, the characters and their drama, I think that's where I've seen people struggle to connect, because they're like, well, yeah, like, I don't really care if it's, like, Kate and Sawyer, or if it's Jack and Sawyer, and what happens with Juliet and like Libby, and like, but for me, I'm like, oh my god, like that's where it all is. Like, I don't really like, sure, there was a polar bear, or like, I don't know, Dharma did something. Like, the nice thing is, like, they have the Dharma issue. They was like, I don't know, Dharma did something, right?
Sure. Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
It was, it was definitely a combination, I think, for me, that I was so invested in both. But it was definitely more of just a fun thing. Analyzing, we spent a whole summer just analyzing the map of like all the Hydra and all the stations and everything. Like, you know, it was everything. And like I said, my brother was reading every book that was on the bookshelves of everything to try to get any clue. Yeah. I don't think he got anything from that, but he tried. And it is too, some of those characters you end up caring about so much, and others I didn't really like. Benjamin, I did not like how they carried him through the whole thing. He annoyed me the whole time. I wish he died earlier, or died at all. Even though I guess they all were technically dead too.
Exactly.
That's a whole nother thing. But you know, the Juliet and Sawyer. That is, speaking of best parts, if we want to talk about the good parts or the bad parts or whatever, the Juliet Sawyer one is the one that kills me. I like all the other thing, anytime that they touch each other and then they zap back, I love that stuff. But and I think that's such a clever way of doing what so many finales do when they do like the cheesy flashbacks and everything, but it like means something, you know. It's not just, hey, remember this show, we don't have enough time to fill, you know, this, but it's like they're remembering this too, just like you are. And it's kind of following that your journey with the show, they kind of followed too in that way.
I really liked. I agree. I think the only downside to that is like it functions well if you again, this is a stupid thing to say because it's the season six finale of a series. So it's like if you're not invested at this point, it's like, what's the point? Yeah. But walking into it today, or you know, yesterday when I was watching it, it's like I'm emotionally invested because I know who these characters are, but it's like, nothing that's happening makes any sense. And they don't do any, like, there's no attempt at like sort of like structurally to like help you along. It's just like, yeah, you'll figure it out. And isn't this nice? Isn't this moment between these two people nice? And then isn't this moment between these two people nice? And isn't that nice? And you're like, it is nice. because you have all this sort of like,
Yeah, I mean, they gave up. I think they gave up on that season three, which I was trying to remember. I was trying to remember which one, because there was one season, just talking about the whole season series, that, you know, it wasn't a perfect show. There were definitely episodes. Right. I think, I can't remember if it was season three or four, where there was a really bad arc with Kate, I think it was, or something that was just like, I don't care about this. So it is, in that sense, it's nice to be able to stream it now and just fly through, because then those, you're not left with that for a week or a month, you know? Right. And back then, if you see a bad episode of this show, you're like, oh my God, now I need to sit with that for a few weeks. It just totally changes how you view everything. But that one, and I don't know. There were those, for such an action and like heady show, I loved how they also were so comfortable with going to the emotional places, you know? Mm-hmm. Like for me, one of my favorite parts just of the whole thing was the Not Penny's Boat thing with Charlie. And if you're not crying during like, oh my God.
Right. Yeah. And then when he gets to come back and he gets to like zap with Claire. But the Sawyer, the Sawyer and Juliet one was the one where you all eventually got the selfie of me. I'm just like, oh God.
I had a feeling.
It's crazy. That relationship was like, I remember being just sort of unexpected. Like, I didn't expect, but they, everything you guys have just said, it's like, it's perfect. It's so good. And like the highs of this show are actually so high.
Oh yeah.
And it's so epic in so many ways. Like you said, it's not always just like a high of like interesting science fiction, which it has, but it has those like high emotional moments. Yeah. You're like, oh yeah, it is, like you said, about the characters.
Yeah. I was shocked that the first, I didn't, one of the things I didn't remember on rewatch was that the first 5 minutes or so are completely just music and no talking. Mm. And that was, I was like, wow, like they, you know, that takes some bravery to swing like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it helps when your composer is Michael Giacchino. You know, it's
that kind of helps.
Yeah. You know, but that's, well, that was like the first note I wrote was the music. Like, oh my God. I've got to go back to the island. Like, I have to. I have to do it. I can't believe I've been gone for so long. Like, it is weird, though. I noticed, and I actually didn't put it together until I was like walking to work this morning, and I was thinking about it. He had like no Saeed at all in the finale. Almost like he's in the background, I think. But does he even speak during the whole episode? Like maybe a little at the beginning, but
he has a few lines.
Yeah, and I think he's pretty, like, they're doing quite a bit of work with him, like, in season six in a bunch of different ways, right?
Right.
Like, you know, they, like, kill him, and then he gets, like, infected with something. I can't,
he's, like,
you know, but then he's also in, like, the real world, like, doing stuff. So, yeah, I think they probably relied on kind of those bits and pieces. So that way, like, yeah, because in the penultimate episode is when he gets, like, broken out of jail with Anna Lucia driving the car and everything. So,
right.
Yeah. So, but how do you think, or how do you all, like, I know one of the big things that people talked about was the fact that Saeed is there at the church with Shannon and not Nadia.
Yeah.
Yeah. And wondering if anybody cares enough to, I personally don't. So I'm like, oh, that's not, you know, like, yeah.
Yeah. I love Shannon. So.
Yeah. Sorry for all you Nadia stands out there. You got no one here on the pod going to bat for you.
I was definitely a Shannon fan just because I was a 15-year-old boy and she was pretty, so I feel like that probably stuck with me from a very shallow perspective from that whole time. And so I was always, well, I like her. She, weird relationship with the brother, but you know, whatever.
Yeah,
how do we got to?
I can report that Mom said, "Wow, I remember it being emotional as each story came to end of sorts." It was surprising. I watched it with a friend, so that may have something to do with it. We were quite invested. So yeah, I think my mom was definitely diving into the forums and checking things out for sure, knowing her.
I think that was like sort of speaking to like what Robert's brother's experience was of like reading every book. I feel like this is like one of those first shows that were truly like online. Like maybe X-Files is maybe one of the only other examples you could think of where it's like people were so obsessed with trying to figure out the clues of what they thought the showrunners were trying to hint at them.
Right.
And I think that was part of the thing that I ran into, which was like sometimes they're just putting stuff in to put stuff in. Like it just felt like the, everything in the kitchen sink was going in and they were just borrowing from everything. But more often than not, like at a surface level, then it was something like super ingrained into the thing. And that always was frustrating. And I think ultimately like that was like you asked before about an example in terms of them like not really listening to what people wanted or not. To me, I binge watched this whole show and I watched the first season. You're like, oh, this is like a purgatory story, I guess. That would make sense. They're trying to sort of come to terms with their life. And then you gave us like four or five seasons being like, no. Listen, it's not purgatory. It's all this other stuff. And they're like overcomplicating all of this other stuff. And then at the end, they're like, no, it's purgatory. Come on, it's purgatory. And you're like, oh, we didn't have to do all that other stuff to get back to purgatory. Purgatory was a great idea. But it was like the audience was too smart, too fast. And they're like, well, they already know. We can't have the show be the thing they already know. And I think that to me seemed like the response from them as writers was like, okay, we got to throw them off the trail. You gotta make this bigger and more grandiose than they already assume it is, kind of thing. Does that resonate or no?
Wait, in season one, they're not in purgatory. They actually landed on it.
Okay. No, but there was always.
Right, cool. Sorry, but I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, okay. No.
There was like, oh no.
No, there was like a lot of discussion, sort of like. Yes. Around the show, which got was like, it. Oh, okay. The island is a metaphor for a purgatory, or they're literally, it's a purgatory, and that's why all these mystical things are happening.
Yeah. Okay, that was definitely one of the earlier predictions, because the obvious answer is they all died on that fiery plane crash, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and so outside of, I mean, if you think about it, you mentioned X-Files, right? That was original IP, you know? Mm-hmm. Lost was original IP, you know? And I do think if they were going to make Lost today, I think the set designer would have like an executive producer credits, because they would have to make sure that every single thing that they put in there. But I think, you know, in the early 2000s, that's just, they're like, oh yeah, this is cool. We'll just put this little thing here, you know, not, you know, and then eventually I think they understood what they were getting into and then probably just sort of like trolling people. Cause like, why not? I think they were probably also annoyed at the audience a bit too, but
yeah,
I mean, you know, I say like Game of Thrones had that kind of like cult following, but like you could also just go like read the book to know what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. So that was entirely different in terms of like looking for clues. It's like, well, no, there's a book you could just go read.
Yeah.
Right.
And it does, you know, it is one of those things where it's like, I don't know. Is there another show that kind of sits in the same pantheon that is original IP that has the same kind of like flow going to it on that kind of like, you know, week to week basis? And I just don't think that, you know, I think it'd be very tough to do it again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, but that's the thing. I don't actually think it would be tough, is the thing. And I think this is a credit to what they made, which was like, it can be literally anything.
Oh, they could go back to a loss, but I mean, like another new thing. You know what I mean?
Oh. Well, true. Well, I mean, they tried for literally like decades.
Yeah. The Lost in the City, Lost in Space. Like,
Right. Yeah, honestly. Like, it really was that. Like, every new show was like, ooh, spooky. You don't know what's going on. Like, what could be happening? It's strange. Every season, like every year, there was at least two Lost knockoffs or something.
Well, like even J.J. Abrams himself tried to repeat this with Cloverfield. I don't know if you guys remember the viral attempts that he had, but it was very similar where you could learn like what does the amusement park have to do with it, and there's this blue slushy thing that was somehow related, and he tried to do it again and it didn't. I mean, me and my brother still kind of got deep into it, but it was not anything like the Lost. I don't know what could do that.
I feel like the last time I got sucked in that way was with Westworld season one.
Oh God, Westworld. Oh.
I cannot tell you how many words I have in a notes app about like my hard predictions of what this show was going to be or how it was going to end that I was like, I got to post this. This is genius. And thankfully I didn't, because not only was it incorrect, but it was just bad.
Yeah, oh, right. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
maybe you're
I was
right.
Like,
maybe
obsessed.
Westworld was the next thing. Yeah. Because I loved every, like, I love season three. I love season four. Like, I would have gone, I was to the moon. I was diamond hands all the way for Westworld. Yeah. Yeah. And even I kind of feel like Fallout is like season five of Westworld. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, this.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, season one was so cool as it was happening week to week, and then by the end was frustrating, and then season two I was like, I'm not doing this again with you. But then season three I started and I was like, I am back in.
I'm back,
and I was
baby.
Like, I don't care how convoluted and unnecessarily complicated this in, like I'm all for this. And then when they just was like, it just sort of died, I was so sad.
I know. But at least Lost got its ending, so that was
yes.
It. That's
yes.
Yeah, and that's the thing. God, I want to hate this show more, but I'm now the more we're talking about it, the more I'm excited. I just want to go back and watch it.
Yeah,
it was funny. Like, who's Sawyer's girlfriend? What's her name?
Juliet.
It was funny when she comes on screen for the first time in this episode. And like I said, I haven't been watching it, so I was like, oh, I know that woman's face from somewhere. Where do I know her from?
Oh, that's funny.
And then, you know, they touch hands. I'm like, oh, right. I know her from this show. This is the show I know her from. Like it had been so long. I was I'm so good with faces and terrible with names. So I was just like, I know she's from something. I know she's her from something.
Yeah, are you sure it wasn't the Santa Claus 3 that you knew her from? Because she was in that too.
Oh, that's what it was. That's what it was. Oh,
That got covered on Cinenauts for sure.
I'm sure. I'm sure.
It's a Patreon episode or something.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Oh, that's where all those episodes are. I've been looking for them.
Yeah, you guys are confused. That's where they
are. Oh, you're on the Patreon.
You guys aren't on the Patreon? Sorry.
My bad.
I guess the last thing I would say is after this finale, you know, the season was, or the series was about 6 years long. No one has really, none of the actors have really done too much afterwards. I feel like they've all kind of had good bit parts and things, you know, but has anyone really, I don't know. It's interesting that no one's really had a giant, you know, thing after this.
Yeah, I guess Evangeline Lilly is the Wasp. I mean, that's kind of like
there you go, the Wasp.
That's true, yeah.
I try to ignore those Ant-Man movies, but
yeah, but
right,
she's
the Wasp.
I mean, yeah, she's just
she's not bad
so attractive that it's okay. Yeah. I'm just like, that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Matthew Fox was like in Speed Racer, which is like one of my all-time favorite movies, and he was probably when I first watched it was like the least good part about that movie. But I love his performance in it now, but I'm pretty convinced like a combination with Lost sort of like poor reception and that movie just killed any opportunity he had for like a career.
Yeah. Cause he had that. And then he was, We Are Marshall. He starred in, which I think was during the Lost run, but they really tried to make him a movie star. And
yeah, I feel like Linus is like the only person
that's
funny. Like made it out of it alive and working
regularly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would have loved for Josh Holloway.
I know.
Like, he is just so like cool and suave. Yeah. And like when he's in the opening of like Mission Impossible 3 or 4? Or 5, one of them. I was like, oh, here we go. Like, he's going to be in this. Are you kidding me? Yeah. But
and they snatch it from you. You're like,
I know.
No.
They knew what you wanted. They knew you wanted it.
Totally. Yeah. Even like Terry O'Quinn, Locke. Like, he's amazing. Like from the first episode to the last episode, he's incredible. And I'm like, I always got pissed that sort of he's not playing himself. Sort of, I don't know what's at season like 4 and on or 5 and on, whatever it is. But he like eats that role up so well
for sure.
And it's like sort of a bummer that he's not really been bigger than that. Really,
we got to bring him back. We need to bring him back. We need the reboot catcher.
Yeah. I mean, he gets like his opportunities to, I mean, he's done some Hawaii 5-0 he was in, and wasn't someone else in Daniel Day-Kim was in
Daniel
it too,
Day-Kim.
Right?
Daniel Day-Kim.
Yeah. So they both were in Hawaii 5-0 and they have those network TV shows, which I guess maybe that was part of it, that they kind of got stuck in network TV, and then a year after Lost ends, no one's watching network TV anymore.
Honestly, that's actually part of it too. Yeah, that's actually probably a huge part of it, because I think Lost was maybe like the last show I watched. You know, I mean, obviously that was the last episode, but like in that sort of capacity, like at least in my life, like that was, I was into college, and so I'm not like watching. I don't have like priority viewing once a week, twice a week for shows, and then Netflix starts becoming bigger around that time, like, anyways. So
I would say non-HBO show for me would have been Glee with my then partner. Like that was like we like that was probably the last network television show I watched.
Nice.
Regularly.
Yeah, it's like in that way, I guess like really Lost is sort of ahead of its time, if you think about it in that way. Like it really is a property that was sort of trapped in like an old way of thinking, but was really trying to be something that nowadays is basically like the template for any like prestige show.
Yeah, so, but it tried to be viral. It tried to be a viral hit, and that's what it was. It became viral like way before most things other than Star Wars Kid was becoming viral.
right. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Unintentionally so, I think, at least at first. You know, and then for obviously they played into that for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Like Lost, Star Wars Kid, Charlie the Unicorn, and All Your Bass Are Belong to Us. Like, that's what we had.
That was it. Yeah. Yep. That's what we had that's in 2004. It was tough internet times.
Yeah, it was. It was.
I think if we could get like a Topher Grace edit of every season of this show where it's just like the bangers only, sort of give me what, like 15 episodes of each season to watch instead of 24, like what would that be like?
Mm-hmm. There are definitely some skippable episodes for sure. I'm sure someone on the internet has made like, you know, a cut of do these and then these. And
if you're listening right now and you have done this, ping us in Discord. We'd love to see that list.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe I'll start making my own list. Maybe this was my new task.
He's going back.
Okay,
I gotta go back. Go back. I'm so excited, man.
Yeah, you need to rewatch the whole series and come back to us.
Okay, actually, that's a great idea. Maybe, you know, redemption for Lost.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm feeling pretty I'm feeling the redeem glow
it's
out of this podcast.
Right?
I mean, I'm just already feeling it. Like, I'm going to take it. So,
it's happening.
Next time we mention Juliet, he's going to cry, I swear.
Oh, my God.
It's going to happen.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for like changing my whole life, honestly. Like, this has been so meaningful to me.
Yeah. It's been good. So, I mean, I guess we've kind of already said it, but we could kind of probably talk about this question even for a while too, but just to wrap it up, would you recommend this series to someone? If someone asked you, I've never heard of Lost before, should I watch it?
Oh my God.
What would you say?
I mean, I think I would say two things to them. I would say, are you okay not binging it? Like, you don't have to wait a week, but just like give it some space to breathe, you know? And are you okay watching a network television show that's 24 episodes long? Like,
not just 24 episodes long, but like an hour.
Right.
Like, it's or 45 minutes or whatever it is. Yeah. It's like it's like the truest commitment of television. Right. Yeah.
So that'd be my pitch. It's just like, are you ready to go on like the actual journey? Like maybe you do. Maybe it takes you like a year to get through the whole thing. You know,
Are you ready to live on an island?
Episode a week. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not just a weekend show for sure.
Yeah.
Mm. But would you still recommend it? If they said yes, then they recommend
100%. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the show, like, I don't know, there's an icebreaker where he'll be like, if you could forget one television show to be able to rewatch, this is always my answer.
Oh, yeah.
Lost is always the answer. It never isn't the answer. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Catcher?
I mean, at current state, trying to look past the high that I'm on right now, I think my answer honestly is no. because it is such a commitment.
It's a commitment. Yeah.
It's a commitment to an ending that like you could actually, here's what I'll say. Watch the first season and then watch the finale and you'll be fine. That should be enough. Like you could get almost nearly the same experience without spending all that time.
Yeah, I guess in the church you wouldn't know who Juliet was.
No,
but of course you're listening to us right now.
Yeah,
okay. But like,
and then, but I think that'd be it, right?
Though.
I mean,
they
everybody else in the church, You know everybody else in the church.
No, you don't know Desmond, right?
Oh, you wouldn't know
Desmond.
Yeah,
that's kind of
and
you
actually,
have to love Desmond
that's
to care
actually,
about the finale.
That's actually a great point. That's actually a great point, because Desmond is like the heart of the show. Like,
yes.
He has some of the best episodes of the whole series.
I know, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
and
so
that,
Desmond's
and that
in
Brazilian
season two.
Couple. Well, you got to know about the Brazilian couple.
Right.
The poor guys.
So Desmond's in season two. So there you go. Okay, watch season one and two.
Okay.
But once you watch season two, roll.
Right. Well, I would argue, that's probably,
yeah.
At that point,
and then skip a whole chunk of six.
Yeah.
Skip a whole chunk of six. Like,
and,
really.
Yeah, and some four, some of the flashbacks. I mean, even, honestly, do you really need to know, like, how they got back to the island? I mean, you know, just skip that part, and then
yeah,
back.
Watch
like,
the
well,
meme.
Back.
Yeah, watch the meme of him saying we gotta go back.
Yeah,
is season five the back in time season, or is that four?
That is five into they go multiple people go back in time.
Well,
it's
when they go back to the Dharma
six.
Initiative, and it's like them going there.
But,
I think
when the non
four and five, right.
Yeah, when the non, because the people who go back, the people who have to go back, some of them end up in the 70s for a while.
Right,
too.
Right.
But the original one, yes, that is five, I think.
Okay, so the point is, just watch the whole thing. Just watch the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. And the massacre episode, like that one stuck with me too.
Okay,
well, I'm going to go watch Lost right now.
And also, I do need to give a shout out, and I don't know if anyone else in this call or anyone else listening has ever seen this show, but on Discovery Kids, there was a kids version of Lost called Flight 29 Down. It was so bad. I don't think anyone maybe like there was one famous kid on it. And they also had like this kid show, a kid version of Survivor called Endurance. And I don't know if anyone watched these shows on Saturday mornings, but holy crap, if you haven't, you should check out first three seasons of Lost, all the seasons of Flight 29 Down, and then the rest of Lost. And then you'll really, that's the cut. That's the Robert cut.
And amazing. if you do that, Catcher will leave a voicemail for you that you can use.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wherever you want me to leave it, I don't really care. Yeah. I'll leave it anywhere you want.
Yeah, he'll send you a recording and you can use it. So
I'll put it on VHS tape for you.
Nice. There you go. That's promising.
Well, that's a wrap on our TV talk for now. Mom's calling us for dinner time. Thanks to Catcher and Robert for joining us on the Rejected feed. The first visit, but hopefully not the last.
No, heck no. And as always, if you have any feedback and want to let us know how we're doing or how I'm doing, hopefully I did well, our email is always open. So just send it along to 70mmrejected@gmail.com or just come and let us know how we're doing in the Discord. Goodbye.
"70mm Rejected" is an Opossum production. Original artwork by Paul. Kinda original music by Dave with an assist from 70mm. The 70mm Rejected team includes Kirby, Latdad, Dime, Paul, RWT Chats, Bex, Grogu Dave, Josh, Nolan, Yoev, Ron, Trainer, and Ben C. If you'd like to join us in the silliness, ping one of us in Discord. And if you'd like to support our friends at 70mm and upgrade to villager status, you can do so using the links in the notes. Goodbye.
The universe has brought us together for this amazing moment. Oh God. I'm going to go watch Full. I'm literally going to go watch Lost like right now.
That's so great.
This is an Opossums podcast.